a poem from this book, Charlemagne, A Song of Gestures. This is my first book of poems, and it's a sequence of poems centering on the figure of Charlemagne, or Charles the Great, the French king. And his dates, I think, are 743 A.D. or A.D.E. Until 812, I believe. But now I can't remember exactly. And he had a small, he had an empire, and he had a center of court in the town of Aachen, or Aix-la-Chapelle. The second part of the book is when Charlemagne is transformed for no particularly good reason into the 20th century, and there are a sequence of poems of Charlemagne traveling from Europe to the United States. But the last poem of the first section, which are a series mostly of dramatic monologues of various figures at the time of Charlemagne, is a poem in the voice of King Otto III, who came well after the period of Charlemagne, almost 200 years later, and who took it upon himself to enter Charlemagne's crypt to see how the old king was doing after he'd been buried for a couple hundred years. So this is a poem called Otto III, that's the king, on entering Charlemagne's tomb, 1000 AD. He did it in that year, the first millennium. And it's a villanelle in the voice of Otto III. They buried here the age, but not the man. They draped his crown and armor with this pall, but life goes on, still doing what it can. I've tried to emulate his stern command, but I am born too late. After its fall, they buried here the age, and not a man or king, Capetian, Dane, or Alamand, can resurrect the Frankish rule of Gaul. Our lives go on, we're doing what we can, but in this marble tomb, the black gloved hand gripping the scepter, the torso broad yet tall, as though a buried angel, not a man. The leathery body, ironclad and tanned, the hair and nails, each grown into a ball. The life gone on, still doing what it can. All are signs that Charlemagne had planned this silent greeting in this silent hall. And buried here, the age is not the man whose life goes on, still doing what it can.